Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The concept of evolution is permeating seminaries and the church, and some leading pastors are buying this line. It ultimately affects worldview and certainly your understanding of the historical nature of the scriptures. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there's an organization called BioLogos, B-I-O-L-O-G-O-S, all one word. And it is an organization that was founded sometime around 2009. They had a meeting in 2012 of various kinds of pastors. And some of the main pastors that you may know are part of this organization. It supports the concept of full human evolution, but tries to reconcile it with the Bible. Basically, it's theistic evolution, that evolution occurred, but God was behind it. So they reject the creation, they reject the history of Genesis 1, and they have some issues that they have to deal with when they do that. It was started by a guy by the name of Francis Collins, and this individual was someone who was part of the DNA research on that.
The Human Genome Project.
Human Genome Project. He was an atheist, became a Christian, but was someone and still is someone who believes in evolution. He started this website. It was picked up in terms of the attention was caught by the Templeton Foundation. Oh. That's right, the Templeton Foundation, that you might recognize as doing nice philanthropic and even Christian and even having the Templeton Prize. But Templeton, before he passed away, thought that science would ultimately bring a revival to religion and that science would trump religion. And so he was much more on the scientific side and promoting the concept of evolution. So he created this funding mechanism, and he has funded the BioLogos by about $10 million. But more than that, he's also funded an organization called the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and it funds, guess what, seminaries, and you won't believe some of the seminaries that are involved in receiving this kind of funding.
Okay, Matt, let's get this straight. So are you saying these pastors are now taking Genesis and just kind of tearing out those pages that talks about creation, and they're saying that, well, God created us, but he created us as monkeys, and then we evolved into who we are?
That's
right. Is that what you're
saying? Full-blown evolution, as much evolution as you can imagine, full-blown evolution, but God created through evolution. So,
but God's very clear in
God
Genesis
created
about creation.
Through the millions of years and went through the whole evolutionary process to create from these ancestors of man to where we are now and all these other animals. All of this comes through the evolutionary model.
So they've embraced the atheist Bible, Origin of the Species.
Wow.
They've embraced neo-Darwinism, which is completely at odds with God's word in the creation. Of course, logos, it's BioLogos, means the word of God or principle of divine reason and creative order, identified in the Gospel of John with the second person of the Trinity incarnate in Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ came from a monkey?
This does not make sense. The Bible is very clear.
They have to reject the historical nature of Genesis 1 and primarily also Genesis 2, that God did not create in 6 days, and that God did not create instantaneously, that he created through an evolutionary process. Not only do they believe that, they actually have books and articles that try to support it, and they have to even have articles that talk about some of the problematic areas of evolution, and they try to defend evolution.
Wow.
This false notion that somehow science and scripture and the Bible are in conflict is ridiculous. What happens is, as we learn more in terms of our study in science, we find out more and more that eventually science catches up to scripture and affirms the teachings of Genesis. Think of just the Big Bang Theory, for one, the moment of singularity. Well, Scientists rejected that for years.
That's right. And so now what ultimately happens here is the issue of original sin. What do you do with original sin? What do you do with the fact that Adam is the first created human? What do you do with the fall? All of that is in those early chapters of Genesis. And Paul refers to, you know, the first Adam, that we all sinned in Adam and we're all having the opportunity to be redeemed in Christ, the last Adam. And he talks about Adam as a historical figure. So all of these things begin to start to crumble. The concept of creation, the concept of the authority of the scripture. If you're not going to take Genesis 1 seriously, what makes you take another part of the chapter seriously of the Bible? What happens to the fall? What happens to original sin? What happens to the concept of being created in the image of God? When does that happen? Well, I can tell you what one person tries to do, Tim Keller. People probably have heard the name Tim Keller. He's written a lot about Psalms and other kinds of biblical things. Tim Keller is one of the outspoken advocates of evolution. In fact, there are many outspoken advocates of evolution, but he's certainly one of them. Oz Guinness is also another one, who is part of the Biologos Advisory Council. And he's also someone who supports this concept of evolution. He's on the advisory council. And so what ultimately happens is, for Tim Keller, he's got an article that rejects the historical nature of Genesis 1. But he has a problem with Paul referring to Adam as a historical figure. So what he ultimately ends up saying is that he's a prototypical human, and at some point along the evolutionary chain, as you're moving from simple organism up through the so-called evolutionary chain, at some point God infused that evolution cycle of human with the image of God.
I'm sorry, but I think there's a deeper problem there.
It's a real problem. And then he doesn't deal very well with the concept of what happens to original sin, with the idea of original fall.
Yeah, and apparently there's this curriculum that has been created called the Author of Life curriculum, which is available online free. Really, the purpose to indoctrinate young people in the church to believe in evolution and compromise this secular religion with the Bible.
It's an advocacy organization. This is not an organization that just tries to wrestle with the evolutionary side with the biblical side. They're actually advocating evolution and they're elevating science over scripture, and they're discounting the historical nature of the scripture.
Well, they're not elevating science, they're elevating quackery.
They're elevating
erroneous science. Darwinian evolution is completely at odds with scripture. It even denies, I mean, it's an atheist religion, Darwinian evolution is. I would like to ask all of them this. What about Christ? What about Jesus? Did the Holy Spirit miraculously, without the benefit of the biological aspect of it, which would stem from evolution, did the Holy Spirit miraculously place Jesus in the womb of Mary? Or not?
Well, and where you're going with that is when you say, and you're right, this is not science, it's quackery science. It's politics, it's worldview masquerading in the form of what they call science. But there's so many flaws to it. And Answers in Genesis and Ken Ham and many others have so many good things on these issues. I would encourage you to read them. But one of the things that happens is if you say creation can't happen because that's supernatural, that is going outside the laws of nature, if you will, then how do you have the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Because that's supernatural. In the same way, how do you have the virgin birth? So how do you pick and choose between one and the other? It's a real problem. It's actually infiltrating some of the seminaries. The American Association for the Advancement of Science has given a grant to, get this, Pat Robertson's Regent University Divinity School. And they are, with that grant money, bringing these kinds of things into the seminary. Now, whether Pat knows that, I'm sure he probably doesn't. But that's how these things begin to infiltrate the seminaries and teaching future pastors. We're going to talk about this again on Faith and Freedom because it's such an important issue in terms of worldview and the foundation of our beliefs. I'm Matt Staver. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Council and support the ministry of Liberty Council. You can go there and make an online contribution, lc.org. You can also sign up for our letters, our emails, and our newsletters, and also look at our many resources there on the online store. And you can send in your contributions at the address there listed at the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.